Okay, tell me about how, I forget the way you phrased it, but
okay,
tell me about how it's really helping you in your last trimester.
Sleep quality.
Yes.
I've been able to sleep at least 8 hours at night and then stay to sleep, where before I started doing it, I was waking up a lot at night with a lot of like discomfort.
So you're due in maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. And you were having sleep difficulties because you were waking up a lot at night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is like they say is normal, you know. For
right.
But I really
just because it's normal doesn't mean you want it.
No, exactly. Right? I really wanted to focus on. I want to focus on getting a good sleep now.
Right. Right. You're never gonna get any sleep better.
Right? Yeah. So why not? You know, I get my rest so that she's doing good too, right? So that was that's been a huge thing because then I wake up refreshed, you know, like, and I've been doing yoga in the morning, so
yeah.
That's helpful.
All right, so tell me though, you've done what, 2 ice baths now?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me about what happened the night after your second ice bath. That was the one in the longer porch where you really got to immerse yourself more.
Oh, I went to sleep earlier.
Yeah.
I was able to go to sleep earlier, and it was just like my head hit the pillow.
Yeah.
And I went to sleep. And throughout the pregnancy, I've had issues with that.
Yeah.
Before pregnancy, I used to, my head hit the pillow and I could fall asleep. But I think with pregnancy, there's like anxieties and things, thoughts that keep me awake.
Yeah.
So I would have to kind of like soothe myself into sleep, reading, you know, aromatherapy. Natural things to get me to sleep. But yeah, after that second ice bath, it was just like, I actually fell asleep on the couch. We were watching a movie, and I was like, okay, no, I need to get to bed.
That's Sunday, so the sun is going down, you're watching a movie, and you passed out on the couch?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I love that. That was great.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I started getting swelling about 2 weeks before the first ice bath.
I saw your ankles a couple weeks ago, and they didn't look bad.
They weren't bad, but they're not. It was it was getting to the point where like some of my shoes were tight. You know, it was just kind of uncomfortable, and then the pressure was really inconvenient with walking.
Yeah,
I couldn't walk for before. The swelling, I was walking about 45 minutes a day.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do that.
It's really good for your hips, it's good for your circulation, it's good for your baby. Yep.
Yes. And then with the third trimester, the other thing is pelvic pain. Just because of all the pressure on the nerves.
Yep. Things are moving.
Yeah, getting ready, right?
Yes.
And then as the baby drops into the pelvic cavity, then those pains are gonna come back even stronger.
Yeah.
So with the ice baths, the day before I did the first ice bath, Thursday, I had a hard time walking all day.
No kidding. I remember you saying something that this is kind of new. Okay.
Yeah, and it was actually probably like the worst day because of the swelling, because of the pelvic pain, the hip pain. Friday we go do the ice bath, and after that, my legs feel like I can go run, you know?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
You feel spry.
The same thing happened on, after that, I haven't had that severe pain like I did that Thursday. Saturday, was it Sunday?
It was Sunday.
It was even better.
When I saw your ankles on Sunday, they looked smaller. They didn't look like a pregnant woman's ankles.
They
looked
normal.
Like Marissa's ankles.
Yeah, right.
Although you're a pregnant woman, but
they
look great, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So how have they been?
Good. Yeah, yesterday we were a little bit more swollen because I think I didn't get enough walking. I had to go into the office and sitting all day, but I still did some exercises and I icing them. I just put an ice pack on them.
Yeah.
It's a little, but not at the level of an ice pack.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so Sunday was the last one you did, right?
Yes.
Now it's Wednesday. It's been 3 days.
Yes, and we're going again today.
How long lasting are these sleep effects and pain effects and swelling effects?
The sleep effects are still, last time I still slept.
Still sleeping great.
Yeah.
Nice.
The pain effects, the same, I I haven't had any crazy like pain. The swelling is what comes back a little here and there, but not as bad as before the ice packs. It's mainly like in the ankle area, but the foot doesn't get as swollen as it used to. It's
okay. When are you going again?
Today.
All right.
Yeah, after Richard gets out of work.
Did you already book it on the calendar?
I'm waiting for him to tell me what time, but we got access to the calendar, so okay. I need to do that.
All right, I'll be there today.
Okay.
But we have somebody at 4, I'm pretty sure. Like, will you check the calendar?
I have it up here. So then, I've continued my conversation with Dr. Josephine, right?
Yeah.
She told me, and I told her, hey, any thought, like, I'm thinking of incorporating this as my postpartum, part of my postpartum plan.
Yeah.
And she says, hey, that's great. She told me that she hasn't done an ISAT since she gave birth, just because of, like, the uterine healing, the bleeding, all this stuff. However.
Okay.
She's been taking the cold baths. Cold showers. Mm-hmm. Some baths, not ice baths, but like some kind of, just room temperature baths.
Yeah.
So kind of like soothing her way back into it.
Oh, let's get her back in the ice.
Yeah, she said she's ready, but she's just waiting
like
for
that. Like psychologically ready, maybe, but out of practice? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and...
That's cool.
And then... she said as soon as she's ready to get back in there, she's gonna do it. She wants me to keep her up to date to how my postpartum or my ice baths during pregnancy are going and how I deal with them with postpartum, how I incorporate them.
Love that.
So
I really want to talk about keep up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's make you a case study.
It's the conversation has been great. So I'll be sending you a picture.
Yeah.
We can write something.
Absolutely. So you and Richard keep taking pictures. I've already got the infrared stuff. So now we just need regular pictures, you know?
Yeah.
Because pregnant women are going to want to be like, how do you do it? How far in do you go? Like, how long do you go? What temperature? They're going to want a video, and they're going to want to imitate whatever you do.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, okay. I agree with you. Yeah. I went to my OB appointment yesterday, and my doctor's asking me, he told me my feet look good.
Nice. Oh, your OB agrees.
He's like, how are you feeling? And I told him, I'm doing ice baths.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's great. He actually...
Fantastic.
He's like, that's great. He's like, how long are you doing them for? I'm like, 2 minutes. He's like, that's perfect. He's like, are you submerging the belly? And I said, not these times.
Yeah.
I've done it twice. And he's like, you can go in all
I agree.
All
I agree with your OB. Like, go a little feet deeper in. It's going to be fine.
Yeah. Yep. So did Josephine. She said...
Right.
Because I was telling her I was keeping the belly up, and she's like, yeah, I would do that sometimes, but I would, she's like, what I would do is I would kind of like go slowly in, maybe keep the belly up for 30 seconds till the breathing's already good.
Yep.
Go for the full
good for her.
For the last
That's
minute.
Fantastic. Okay, so you got the thumbs up from your OB. And Josephine's saying, yep, I've done it. She's a medical doctor. I'm not knocking it. Like, I'm saying hopefully this takes away some of the anxiety.
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
This is fantastic.
Yeah, and I'm interested to see, this is my first child. I don't have any other birth to compare it with. However, I really do believe it'll help me with the labor part.
Yeah.
Especially with the I've been reading more about pain and how it's like the psychological aspect. And Penny talks about it in her book too,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And
it's
how
the anticipation that is even worse.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's pain is it's more psychological than physical. I mean, we make it physical because of the fear, right?
Yep.
There's like the circle. I forgot.
Yep, it's so true.
So then I'm like, okay, well, if I continue to do this at least every other day, the ice baths, till I give birth, it'll help me with my pain.
I agree.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I think it's all
fantastic. I really liked, when I was watching you on Sunday, the way you were reading, because that's great practice for childbirth. You're going to have to structure your breath.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I agree. So, I'm glad I started doing the breathing, you know, meditating and breathing exercises. When was it? I mean, it's kind of on and off in my life, but for the last couple of years, I think I've been a little bit more consistent. It's really helped me in the forge. I think, what was it, after a minute, I was like breathing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, right?
Yeah, you were calmed down.
Okay.
Yeah. It was really good.
Yeah. And,